Scorpions After.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklabro Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Pandy Pods.
A.k.a. one salmon, couchy, two fans of Fauci.
A.k.a. COVID's on the run, the vax is our big gun, with the sklars to keep spirits high. We've somehow managed to get by. Old Z, Sarah D, TJ, and Shulman showed us the best side of being human. And even if daily sklars go away, I'll still buy my next car at Dan Ford Chevrolet. There you go, Stephen Elton Yates.
Doing his part
to bring community together. I love it. Let's jump into a story because we have one right now. We love doing this for you guys. Let's do it. And here's the thing. The crazy thing is we still need to wear masks, even if we're vaccinated.
By the way, I'm not against that. It's not hard for me. I already know how to do it. I'm okay with doing it for a little bit longer.
It's just a good idea to mask up for a little bit longer. We still have people in our house who aren't fully vaxxed. Okay, we need to protect them. So wear a mask. If you don't wear a mask or you forget one, I'm going to say this. Usually the place you're going has extras.
Yes.
If for some reason you're like, oh man, I can't go home. They usually have a mask for you. Okay. They will. You just have to want to wear it.
Right.
That's the thing. But if you're being an asshole,
you're just trying to prove your dumb point about how you don't have to wear one,
you're going to look even more stupid.
Yes.
Like the dumb woman in this next story did. Mm-hmm. And yes, it is a story by the New York Post.
So we offer as our standard trigger warning, our New York Post trigger warning.
You're going to want to punch someone or something close to you when you hear
this is not journalism. This is not journalism. This is just bad writing.
Here we go.
Okay.
Don't get caught with your pants down unless you, of course, need a face mask in a jiffy. Shut up, New York Post. Shut up. More like New Yorker roast, right?
Oh, they got him.
A woman in South Africa. I love that this is happening down near the Cape of Good Horn.
Mm-hmm. The Horn of Good Hope.
The Horn of Plenty on the Good Hope?
I think it's the Cape of Good Hope Horns.
Okay, so a woman in South Africa avoided getting thrown out of a Pick and Pay supermarket by using her panties as a mask. Mm-hmm. And I bet she really feels like
she gamed the system.
She beat the system on that
one, right?
I got
you guys.
She stuck it to the man by putting her own dirty underwear over her nose and mouth. You get him, lady. You definitely made them feel terrible about you putting your own dirty underwear on your own face.
A stupid public point
that nobody cares about.
Yeah.
First of all, you were technically masked up. Secondly, you put your own underwear that had been up your ass on your face. Mm-hmm. This is like a fraternity prank that people perpetrate on other people.
But you did it to yourself.
Right. And everyone's laughing at you and not with you. Let us get that out there right now.
The only point that you made through this is that the rule is dumb. It's that you are dumb.
Smartphone camera footage obtained by Newsflash caught the bizarre interaction in which the store guard asked the maskless woman who was waiting with their cart of groceries in the checkout line to put on a face mask. And it is the business's right to tell her to do that.
Not a big deal. Totally within his rights.
Especially now that coronavirus cases are spiking a little bit around the world. There's new variants and stuff. He's protecting the other patrons of the store, which is what security does.
And this idiot, probably anti-vax, is like, you can't tell me what to do.
Of course she has a problem with it. Mm-hmm. And in classic Karen fashion, she thinks everyone else is going to be on her side.
Like they can't wait to see how she gives this guy his comeuppance.
Yeah.
Here it comes.
That's how much of a problem this woman is in her own family. Yes. That like she's created her own echo chamber of people who are like, I'd rather just agree with this bitch than tell her she's wrong because getting into a fight with her and like trying to, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it. We have to live with her.
Having no mask handy, the resourceful renegade.
She's not resourceful and she's not a renegade.
Objects before pausing, presumably the moment of a light bulb went off in her head. No light bulb went off in her head.
There's
okay?
no electricity in this woman's brain. Nothing is electric about her.
It was
her
like
thinking.
A lightning bug's ass above her head. You know, like something that kind of looks like a light, but then you look at it really close and you're like, that's just bright yellow paint.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of looks like an eye light, but it's not. Or like the eye of a child who does not know better, the untrained eye that sees that.
Mm-hmm.
Just an area painted. But make no mistake, there is no good idea swimming around this woman's cavernous brain. In the next moment, the cheeky customer, again, New York Post, shut up.
Shut up.
She's not a cheeky customer. You're just saying that because of her ass cheeks. Mm-hmm. Can be seen reaching beneath her paisley printed skirt, then pulling her black thong underwear down her legs and up to her face. Mm-hmm. This moment in front, like...
Thong underwear, by the way, doesn't really give you the coverage. It's not exactly a surgical mask.
I mean, it covered her a little bit. Kudos to her.
Mm-hmm.
I think this, even a broken clock is right twice a day. Am I right?
Yeah.
So I guess we should stand up and clap for that move. She did put something on. She didn't fight someone.
Yeah, and she didn't. Yeah, she didn't start coughing in people's faces. So I guess on that spectrum of dumb behavior, this is like the least,
right?
The least outwardly painful.
I mean, the good news is it also kept other customers from having to look at her face.
Well, and it also, the second you pull your underwear off and hold it high in the air, that's going to give you the 6 foot social distancing you need.
No one's going to want to be around that.
No, no.
So thank you for doing that, lady. Just that move alone was worth it to cover up her face. Mm-hmm.
Then what'd she say?
Happy, she says sarcastically. An astonished onlooker can also be heard uttering, good Lord, from behind the camera.
Yeah, we are happy.
Yeah.
I am happy to watch you have to smell your own
literally
ass.
Eat shit, you idiot. Mm-hmm. But also happy that you are covering your diseased riddled mouth, which is all we can assume mm-hmm. and nose with your disease riddled underwear. It's a disease for a disease.
Way,
I love
way
it.
Way to not take the virus seriously, you dummy.
Meanwhile, another shopper standing online directly behind the now pantsless woman encouraged the stunt. Mm-hmm. What? This woman or that person, got to get that.
Got an accomplice now.
Now you got an accomplice.
Maybe you two can go on the road. You can be a comedy team, huh?
You can be like a red light district tag team comedy. Mm-hmm. Like it's Syphil and Less show. It's like the Syphil and Less mm-hmm. show, right? Mm-hmm. Personally, I find it acceptable. It's a mask, she says. And quite frankly, I think the bacteria on your knickers is less than on your mask.
Well.
So now this person's all about the bacteria that's on your mask. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You don't know this woman's knickers. Mm-hmm. How do you know this woman's knickers? Look at her. You don't know this woman.
By the way, you can wash your masks all the time, and you should. That's not like a hard thing to do.
As long as that thong is not turned inside out, I guess I'm cool with it. She is wearing a mask. Well done to you, she adds with a congratulatory clap. It's not brilliant.
No.
Don't encourage this woman, okay?
There's nothing brilliant about it.
Look, I don't know. Maybe she was being sarcastic and doesn't know how to be sarcastic. Doesn't know how to sound sarcastic.
Being sarcastic is not an easy thing to do. Not everyone can pull it off.
Maybe she has a problem with adding the sarcastic inflection in her tone. Like, that's something that the woman behind her, we don't know. She could just have a tremendous problem with that.
She's like, I'm so sarcastic. And everyone's like, you're not coming off like
you have to do a better job of sounding like you're sarcastic.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll hear the rest of this crazy ass story. This is a dumb woman, and it's fun to send.
Pull off
her
your underwear, stick it on your face. That's your mask. We'll be right back. Hey guys, do you like this show? Are you enjoying it? Do you want to make one of your own? Well, let me tell you about Anchor, and Jay, you can help me out. It's so easy. Anchor makes it easy to do a show like this. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that
I love it.
That allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. I love how simple it is to make content nowadays, and Anchor really makes it easy. Now you can even add any song from Spotify straight to your episodes. This is so cool. Possibilities are endless. For what you can do and what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, sports talk radio.
This is a real opportunity. I feel like the pandemic has kind of in many ways gotten us a little more creative in saying, what do we want to say? And let's move forward with that even without the pandemic. And Anchor makes that easy for you.
Yeah, or maybe you want to do a show that the world's never heard before.
Right.
Well, get up off your butt and do it. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you as well, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. They're basically making it easy for you to do this thing. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast. What you got to do, it's so easy. Download the Anchor app, go to anchor.fm and get started. It is so easy. We love Anchor. Thank you for letting us do this.
Thank you for sponsoring our show, because again, they understand these guys are in the creativity business and they support other creative things. So we say support them because they support us.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. May 22nd, Saturday night, live Dumb People Town, The Doughboys, music by Chris Thiele
from Nickel Creek,
and live from here on NPR or Public Radio International. Love it. Get your tickets at eventbrite.com. It's going to be so much fun. We want to see you guys there. All right, last, when we just took a break, we came back and it was a woman.
A woman was asked to wear a mask. She reached down, pulled her thong underwear up somewhere, Cisco's heart fluttered, and covered her face with her own ass underwear.
So this video got posted online. Of course, the internet critics weren't so impressed. Mm-hmm. Come on, grow up. What must your family think? Asked one Facebook user, mm-hmm. according to Newsflash. My guess is her family does not want to engage her, like we said before, ever, mm-hmm. okay?
They don't want to ask her to do anything.
What? this dinner smells weird. No, nobody said the dinner smells weird. Mm-hmm. Nobody, like, you know, she's like just bracing herself for a fight.
She's
in
like,
Everett.
Tell me, let me go. Let me go at this.
No one ever wants to like approach her for fear that she'll quote unquote do something. Mm-hmm. That's the thing that most people are afraid of with Louis. She's going to do something. Mm-hmm. There are huge discussions in her family where people are like, don't make her do something.
Just don't ask her to do anything.
I'm pretty sure her family has seen this behavior before.
Yeah, they
this
shouldn't
is not going to
be
a surprise.
This won't be a surprise.
Like the time she sat on a Christmas tree because the kids weren't picking up the wrapping paper too quickly. Mm-hmm. Or the time she stuck an Easter egg up her butt because the dog wouldn't stop barking.
That's not going to make him stop.
What does that have to do with the other? At another, this makes me sick. She's aware of the law worldwide. We have a serious virus, and she thinks a G-string will save her. She doesn't think a G-string will save her.
I mean, it might if she has to turn to stripping.
Maybe.
I don't know.
It's G-string diplomacy, maybe, mm-hmm. is what we could call this. That's maybe the best phrase to come out of this whole story. You can't stop a global pandemic with a G-string. Am I right?
You can't stop a global pandemic with G-string diplomacy.
It ain't nothing but a G-string, baby. How come no one stepped in and said that? If someone in South Africa, a white person, said, ain't nothing but a G-string, baby, and Snoop found out about it.
And got into it, he would get into it.
He would get into it. He would have gotten into it. He would have gotten close with the person who did that riff. Maybe it would have brought Snoop and Dre like back together again, mm-hmm. to re-record that album. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing but a G-string, baby.
And she's Pantyface.
She is Pantyface.
Pantyface, that's her name. That's her rap name.
It's like Babyface.
Right?
She's Pantyface.
She opens for Babyface.
She opens for Babyface. She opens for Cardi B, Pantyface. And her big move is taking off her things, putting it on her face.
Just the
ain't nothing. And she does G thing, but it's G-string.
G-string, baby, and she does her version of WAP.
You cannot stop a global pandemic with a G-string. You're going to need a hell of a lot more coverage than that. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say this. Period. And there are moments when it feels like we're trying to stop this global pandemic with a G-string. We need more coverage.
That should be the actual phrase. Guys, we're trying to stop a pandemic with a G-string. G-string over here.
Let's
not going to work.
Let's mask up with some granny bloomers. There you go. And that is a show. Guys, stay connected, stay protected, don't get infected. This is not a hoax.
But we got the jokes.
Wear a mask, get vaccinated, do all those wonderful things. We'll see you on May 22nd, Saturday night, for the live Dumb People Town, and have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow. La-dee-da. La-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da. La-dee-da-da.
A podcast network.